Live from the University of Pretoria, this is Tux FM.
And we have our most anticipated guest right here live in studio. Tell him, man, how you doing, man?
I'm good, my bro. How you doing?
I'm chilling, bro.
I'm easy.
Do you know every time people see your songs or they hear your songs, they have to say, tell him, man, oh.
Yeah, everybody says that every time they see me. It's crazy. Man.
And where does the name come from, if I may ask you?
It comes from my real name. My real name is Telu Musa.
Okay.
So Telemen was like a nickname that was given to me by my friends.
Okay.
I guess it kind of stuck, so I didn't see no need to have
to change it.
You know, like to have a stage name when I have a nickname.
Yeah, and it kind of like also like keeps those local and like everyone like from home, you know?
Yeah.
Like close to you, man. So it's been from tomorrow, it'll be 3 weeks since your album God Decides dropped. How you feeling?
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
I feel blessed, man. I'm just grateful for the love that I've been receiving for the project specifically because, I mean, I didn't expect it. I mean, it's like a R&B album and we don't really have a market for that in South Africa. So to see everybody showing me love is kind of like amazing.
Crazy. Yeah. And actually, a few of us were at your listening session at Universal for the album.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking about how you didn't expect that, like we spoke amongst ourselves and we're like, one thing that separates you from everyone else is that there isn't anyone really in that market in SA who does what
you
do.
There are a couple of people.
I feel like there isn't anyone who does what you do, you know? And
who does it
so much versatility, man.
Yeah, so I guess.
I think let's, you know, dive like straight into the music, the album itself.
Mm-hmm.
God Decides. Why that title, man?
First of all, it has nothing to do with religion, right?
Okay.
I felt like God decides because I wouldn't be making music if God didn't allow it to happen or didn't put it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be having this interview if it wasn't, you know, that way. So I feel like it applies in everything and like in my life, where I come from, like how I grew up, you know, me finding music, you know, to me finding myself here.
Finding yourself here. And how is this album? I mean, last year you dropped Lucid Dreams.
That was 2017. Yeah.
Like, how's the change from that, you know, and being practically an up-and-comer, you know, to being, I feel like right now, you're established?
Do you think so?
I personally, and people at, I feel like Tux FM, we'd say you are really established.
I think the only difference that I've picked up between this project and my previous projects is that this project has like a story behind it.
Yeah.
It's like one story
for sure.
Is like divided into like parts and stuff. So whereas before it was just a compilation of songs that I had made, you know, this album is more about a guy that is trying to balance his career and his private life, you know, like his love life or his life with his family, you know, the people that he loves.
Yeah.
To try to keep balance between the two to make sure that both work. You know, nothing is not like, you know, feeling like there's no attention or time invested in that more than the other, you know?
Yeah. And do you think you found that balance like right now?
No, I still suck at it. You know, it's crazy, man. But hopefully I'm going to get it right soon, you know? Like I haven't gotten anything right at this point,
man.
But I think it made for a cool album, I guess.
Yeah, it made for a brilliant album, man. Yeah. But like, if you don't know what's happening right now, Tux FM 107.2, we have Telemann in studio. We're going to be having him explaining some of the tracks off his brand new album, God Decides. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Yes, sir.
Loyal to the music. This is Tux FM.
Telemann with No Sharing. God Decides out right now. We have Telemann in studio with us, man. Like, you still chilling? You still good?
I'm easy, bro.
My man,
I'm having the time of my life right now.
Thanks, man. We're blessed to have you here, bro.
Thanks for having me.
So, man, No Sharing, bro. What's that about?
Telemann had just found love here, you know? Like, in a way. So, that's why when the album starts, you hear it like... the head over heels skit,
yeah.
And then there's Are You With It, there's No Sharing, and then there's Whipped.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Telemann finds love and just being whipped and just being happy in love.
Yeah, I get you. I was actually, when you listen to the album, speaking about that order, there's a lot of skits.
Except.
And it almost tells a story to me, you know, like, I feel like you go from, like you're saying, you know, you find love, like, Are You With It?
Yeah.
You're whipped.
Yeah.
No Sharing. And then, like, it almost, like, that's the high of a relationship, you know?
Exactly.
And then it comes, it reaches a peak, starts coming down. You know, you have calmed down, contemplating.
Yeah, extra.
Exactly. So did you want to tell that story, you know?
Yeah, it came exactly the way that I had in my mind.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we all sort of like struggled with the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a student, you still have your studies, you still have to work hard on that side of your life, and you still have to work hard trying to make people in your life happy.
Yeah,
you know?
I get you.
And I feel like it's always like tricky to make those work at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, if you've managed to actually master that part of your life, I salute you.
I salute you for real. I don't think anyone has it. I feel like you just get to, you compromise in essence. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, man, you're doing what you're doing. You said, man, you haven't found the balance. But
I'm trying.
Yeah, you're trying. And you say in like some of the skits, look, babe, I'm trying. You know, like I was working on the tape. I was working on this music.
Exactly.
You know, we aimed it. But like, did you ever get the girl back who plays the girl in the music?
What do you think? Because I left that part open.
You did.
Because I didn't want to like just give it away like that. What do you think? Do you think it's possible that I got the girl back? Sorry.
I think so.
Girl back, in a way.
I mean...
But unfortunately, I didn't get the
You didn't girl get back. Her back.
I didn't get... I didn't get her back. But we're cool, though. Like,
we're cool.
We're cool. We still talk, you know?
Yeah.
We're nice, but we're not together anymore.
Okay, man. Yeah. I like it. Oh, dude, you know? It made for some good music, you know?
Yeah, well, I write pretty much about my life, you know, and the people that I love. So that's where, like, my inspiration comes from anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I hear you, man. And, you know, on the album, I really love skits. You know, I love skits. I love how they tell a story.
Thanks,
man. You go from a skit where the relationship in the album is, you know, it's reached the peak and you guys break up, you know, and she's like, tell her, look, I don't think this is working, you know? And then you call up your boys, like, I feel like all boys do, and you be like, look.
I feel like as boys, sometimes you just, we don't take it like how girls take it.
Yeah.
You know? To us at that time, as hurtful it might come to you, you feel like you're the man. You're like, you know what? I don't give a damn, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to go turn up with my bros and stuff, like, you know, find other girls, whatever the case may be. Because in your mind, you're thinking, nah, you know? You know? I'm not that soft.
Yeah, nah, I hear you, man.
Yeah, but eventually you realize that actually, you know?
Yeah, that's soft. We're soft boys. Listen, man, well, let's find out how Tellerman felt and what he did on God Decides. Here's Tellerman with Crewlet.
We lead, the rest follow. This is Tax FM.
Tellerman with Crewlet here on Tax FM 107.2. And we have Tellerman right here in studio with us.
Yes, sir.
What did you, after Crewlet, you went out with your boys.
Yeah.
What did you realize? Turn up
so bad.
Hey.
Got drunk.
And then?
Yeah, man, you know, like, I feel like me and my squad, like, we know how to party.
Oh.
Because we don't go out to look cool and just chill.
Yeah, I get
the
you.
The only time we're going to go out is because we want to go out and we want to party.
Yeah.
You know? So usually it's like a good time.
Yeah, no, that's good. At least you got your mind off things, you know, it was a tough time.
Hey. Those were tough times indeed.
Yeah, man, but it happens though. It does happen.
Yeah.
And you went Crewlet, went into petty.
Yeah, petty. I was just being petty. Just talking crap, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just feel like talking crap.
Okay.
But I won't speak on it a lot because some people are gonna get touched.
Hey,
you know. Hey, so man, you know, like I feel like whenever you go through things, you just put it into the music.
I'm
that type of person. I work on a beat or I hear a beat and I start recording.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what I'm speaking about. Usually I realize at the end of the process, I'm like, okay, I have this song. What exactly was I saying here?
Yeah.
Oh, this was the context, whatever the case may be. So Petty was one of those songs.
Yeah.
And then after Petty, we have If I Had a Type.
Exactly.
There was also a girl.
Hmm.
But like, I feel like she was beautiful physically, but like we didn't really get along
that
well. So our relationship was like you know, specifically for specific things.
Okay.
At the time.
Ish.
And then hit me up.
Hit me up. I want to know, is that really your number there?
That's my number.
For real?
You so can call that number now. It works.
Hey, don't do that, man. We tested it right now.
It works. Trust me. Yeah. And it so happened that I have the phone with me right now. And I've been getting calls, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Lebu, look, I want you to test this. You see that right there? That's Tillerman's number. Why would you put your number there?
You know, like, sometimes you just do things. Actually, I had this idea way, like, maybe like 7-8 months ago. I don't know, like a year ago when I made this song.
Yeah.
I was like, actually, it would be so cool to just have the number there.
After
Hit Me Up. Just to see what happens.
I was wondering, like, dog, does this thing actually work? Let's see.
It works.
Let's see.
Trust me. It does.
Hey.
It does work. It's going to ring.
Rings.
Is that WhatsApp?
He blocked us, bro.
I don't block people.
It's not. Maybe it's your phone, bro.
It works. Trust me. Look at this.
Wow. How many messages is that?
Look at this. I have like over, maybe close to 100.
Jeez. No, she says her network is busted, dude. Hey, I'm going to test it outside. If it rings, my man.
It does.
I'm saving that number, dog.
It does. Tell it works. Man. It works, bro.
So, my man, we're there. We're reaching the end of the album. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the album is open for own interpretation, in essence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because, I don't know. I just felt like that.
It works over my days. Jeez.
I don't know. I just felt like it would be nice to see how a listener, you know, concludes the whole story.
Yeah.
In a way, you know? And I've been getting a couple of people saying that, I think he got the girl back.
Yeah.
Or he didn't. The way that it ends, you know, it doesn't, you know, show that he gets the girl back.
So
those comments actually are interesting to me.
I get you.
Yeah.
And I think because you tell a story, I feel like it's a story that everyone can relate to. You know, so everyone's been in a situation, like you said, you might not particularly be doing music, but you might be doing schoolwork, you know, or you might be having a job and you have to balance that relationship.
Exactly.
So I feel like you follow the story and at the end, you kind of bring your own life into that.
Yeah.
You know? And like what happens in my life.
Like, you know? I think it would be even cooler if you're going through the same thing and you get to the end of the album.
Yeah.
And you wonder what would happen in your life.
Yeah.
Like, should things go that way? Like, would you get your girl back or would you get your man back? Whatever the case may be, man. Mm-hmm. I feel like we all relate to it in a way.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. Yeah. Well, we have one more track here from Tillerman, from the album. And it's a big one. It's the latest single. It's featuring two of the people I think you're friends with. I'd like to. One of them.
Those
was,
are my home people.
Those are your homies.
You know, those are my homies. Yeah.
Would you like to introduce the track?
That's Whipped featuring Shekinah and Nasty C from your boy Tillerman. God Decides.
Tux FM 107.2. It's about this life. It's about now.
Come on, Tillerman. Featuring Nasty C and Shekinah with Whipped.
Yes, man, sir.
Why those two artists? Why any collab, if anything, on the tape?
The way that I pick my collaborations is based on the music, really.
Yeah.
Like, if I feel like a song will, a certain artist will sound dope on that song, or they would add more to the music, then I'm going to approach them to try and make the collab, you know, happen.
Yeah.
I don't usually just wake up and think, who am I going to work with now, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's harder to pick an artist that way.
Yeah.
If it's based on the music, then it makes chances of making a bad song really, really low.
Yeah. No,
if it's about the music before the artist and their numbers and...
Yeah. You know, exactly. It has to be organic for you.
Yeah.
And do you work? Does it help that some of these guys are your friends?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, Shekinah and I are not really friends. We just know each other from Durban, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're similar, we're both kind of awkward and quiet, so it works. But like, if you guys are cool, it makes it easier to work because it's not about I'm featuring so and so. It's just about working on the music And when it's done, you decide who takes the song or who doesn't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And does Durban, you know, coming from Durban, you know, obviously Nasty's also from Durban, you're from Durban, Shekinah's from Durban. Where's Raleen from?
Cape Town.
Cape Town, okay, well, she's a bit an outsider.
Yeah.
But like, does coming from Durban help, you know, cultivate what kind of sound you guys make and, you know, where, you know, the direction you want your music to go?
I don't think so. Mm. I just feel like your upbringing and wherever you're from, obviously, kind of plays a role, but it's more about what you grew up listening to more than anything. I mean, if you grew up listening to a whole lot of hip-hop, most likely you're going to be a rapper or you're going to be a hip-hop producer or maybe fall into the R&B side, but it's going to be around, you know, that area or those type of music. For me, when I started, I didn't even have like friends that we shared the same, you know, or like common things when it comes to music.
Yeah.
It was only later, actually, even after Soul Candy, when I started like having friends around music and stuff like that. Yeah. So I don't think that's the case. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And, you know, just finally, what can we expect for the rest of the year? You know, you dropped your album right at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. So you have about 10 months left of the year. What can we expect? Some visuals?
More visuals. A lot of visuals, actually. The tour.
Okay.
I'm planning on doing a tour for the album. Yeah, man, I just want to do some young behind the scenes for the fans to see what went down when making the music.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. And just like breakdown of production side of things.
Yeah.
To sort of like give them an insight on what went down, who wrote what, you know, what was going through when they were doing that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
In their minds or whatever. So that's like my plan. Pretty much.
Nah, man. Thank you so much for pulling through. If you don't know
thanks
what's
for
happening,
having me, man.
We just chatted to Tellerman for about 30 minutes. He's right here in studio. And after this, he's going to be having a meet and greet outside on the Tux FM balcony.
Yeah, so come through, man.
Come see Tellerman and see if his number works. You know, he says it works. We checked it. It does work.
It does work.
Yeah, man. So, Shah, thank you so much, man.
Thanks for having me,
if fans want to reach, you know, see what's happening, what are your socials?
Please catch me on Twitter at Tellerman World. And Facebook and Instagram on Tellerman Official.
Shout out, man. Thank you so much, bro. If you don't have the album yet, God the Size out right now. Make sure you stream that, buy that, support your boy.
And shout out to Apple Music for putting me on for the new artist spotlight and artist of the month. I appreciate it, man.
Shout out, man.
I'm like the first artist in Africa to get that opportunity, so it's like crazy.
Big things, man. Shout out, man. You're doing big things. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it, man.
Live this life. Live Tux FM.